Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another wonderful podcast from Quirky and Chenille. Well, actually, that was a bit conceited, wasn't it? Like, we're like so wonderful and
we're
stuff.
So good.
Yeah, but anyway, you know what I'm happy. It's all good.
Yeah, I think that you can say wonderful.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because it could be because you're saying wonderful about the topic or the artists we're going to be showcasing.
All of the above.
Yeah,
all of
just the above. That we are wonderful.
Despite the topic. So we have songs that have rain in the title.
Yes.
We did, as I love, we do have some rules about it as
course.
Well.
It's not a podcast without rules.
Exactly. So
let's go.
No, rules. It has to be the word raining or rainy.
Yeah.
But not rainbow. So it's not something that has rain in it that is something else.
Yep.
So sorry, Jude, Somewhere Over the Rainbow doesn't get a look in. Although she was number one on my songs from musicals back in November last year, if you want to go to our back catalogue.
It's all there on iTunes. Easily downloadable, easily accessible.
Easily.
Easily.
Easily. And that's what we like. It's all about easily.
It is all about easily.
So we have picked 16 songs. We tried to get a top 15 and we just couldn't kick one out.
It wasn't possible.
We looked at this list. We agonised over ordering this list.
We needed to have a Bex and a lie down after we had
We did, except we I was telling Quirky that they don't make Bex anymore because it just had a whole lot of illegal things in it that probably gave you cancer or did something horrible.
But yeah, and I don't even know what Bex is, really. It was just
powder,
one of those things. I saw that my grandma used to have it, but I actually never knew what it was.
Mm. Yeah, it's best to know. I don't think the people who made it really knew what it was either.
Because Grandma also used to say, would you like a tea, coffee, or a Bonnox?
And Bonnox.
Bonnox. And that was like, no.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Bonnox is like a beef stock. Yeah.
Like Vegemite.
Yeah, kind of, but with beef. No, it's like a beef stock cube in water.
Ew.
How do we get onto that?
I don't know. Okay.
Let's talk about rain.
It's back to rain.
Okay, so our top 16 songs.
Top 16.
At number 16. Well, you can start this one.
Can I?
You can start
Thank
this one.
Thank you. It's only because you don't know who they are, really.
Yeah, I got no idea.
So at number 16, the artist is the Go-Betweens. By the way, Go-Betweens.
Of course.
Because that's where I roll.
Yep.
And the song is Spring Rain, which is about, funnily enough, the rain happening
spring?
In spring.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's
Shut
cryptic,
up.
Yeah. But it's there, you
okay,
know?
Yeah.
In the undercurrent.
I totally dig it, man.
Yeah. Between the words. I love it. It's an 80s song. If anyone knows me, 80s artists, obscure, that's
80s,
my bag.
With the in front.
With the. It's like AAA.
And are they the Go-Betweens Australian?
Yes, they are. Yeah. And a Queensland band too, which is odd because, you know, I'm normally attracted to Melbourne. But, you know.
Okay.
Not that that's a thing, but it just
happens.
It just happens that way.
Yeah.
But yes, and they still do songwriting and still perform. But it's a very, for me, it's a beautiful Go-Between song. There's a couple, this one, Bachelor Kisses, and there's a third one, Cattle and Cane, which are kind of like their top hits, though.
Okay.
Have I got something in my face?
No.
Right, good.
That was just me scratching my nose and going, no, have I got something on my face? Oh, my God. It's not always about you, doll.
Oh, I thought it was. Okay, radio.
Okay.
So that was the Go-Between, Spring Rain.
Go-Between, Spring Rain. Okay. Yeah. And at number 15.
Coming in.
At number 15, I've gone to one of my favourite places, musicals.
Yay for musicals.
And this is one of the big ones. This is Babs, Don't Rain on My Parade.
Yeah, you best not, baby.
This song from Funny Girl, it's an iconic song because she's singing it at the end of the song. She's on the Staten Island Ferry. So you see New York in the background and the ferry, and she's just throwing her arms up at the front of the ferry, you know, saying, don't rain on my parade. It's just an incredible range in the song too. It's a hard song to sing, but it's Babs, so she makes it sound really easy, and it's so not.
Yeah, makes everything.
It is absolutely brilliant. But as I said, just the place it is in the movie, it's just a really iconic song, and, you know, with the backdrop and all that
sorts
of things.
And there's a bit of a kind of an interesting parade link here, isn't there?
Yes. Yes, and I don't know whether this song too... So the other song we just thought we'd mention at 15 and sneak another one into our top 16 was I'm Going to Rain on Your Parade by Duffy.
It's almost like it's a response, isn't it? So it's like,
you
know, don't rain on my parade. And no, I'm gonna.
I am gonna rain on your parade. Mm-hmm. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this was, Duffy was actually, had a little peak in the, was it late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s, yeah.
Being a Welsh, of course, she can sing, because everyone in Wales, I think, can sing. That's, that's just a thing, isn't
it? The way they're born,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Genetically, you're Welsh. Okay, you can sing.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, her first, the album, Warwick Avenue, there was a few really good songs on it. She sang Mercy as well. But yes, I'm Going to Rain on Your Parade. It's a little bit more dramatic. But we just like the contrast with Don't Rain on My Parade and No, I'm Going to Rain on
Your Parade. I'm gonna.
So that was 15 at number 14.
Number 14, so they're equally tied. So number 14 is I Love a Rainy Night.
Eddie Rabbit.
Yeah, who knew that the name was from Eddie Rabbit?
He was pretty much a, I think he was pretty much a one-hit wonder.
Oh, really?
He did some stuff. But
at work the other day, they were saying that Devo was a one-hit wonder, and I'm like, actually, no, they weren't.
Ill Devo.
Just Devo.
Oh, Devo.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, whoa. And then they've gone, okay, I forgot. I shouldn't do easy questions around here. No, you shouldn't. But yes, no, exactly. Eddie Rabbit, and I Love Rainy Night. It's a good song, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of catchy. It's not the sort of song I'm normally drawn to.
Oh, because it's not dark and depressing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually light and happy.
But it's, yeah, I don't know. It's almost, it's not quite rockabilly, but it's kind of in that.
It's
that,
definitely got a clicky thing to it.
Yeah, you need to click your fingers and do a little bit of like.
Shoulder action.
Shoulder action. Not deep, not deep, not, you know, together. Deep. It's individual shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a kind of fun song that we thought we'd throw in with I Love a Rainy Night.
And when we get further up the list, there is a little theme that we've uncovered, but when we get further up the list, we'll talk about that theme.
Didn't you, weren't we just talking before about...
We were!
I played a song for Christina and she went, I hate it when they just say, we're going to do this later, and then you just got to keep listening. And you've just done it!
No!
Subconsciously, I think you just went, I'm going to do that on our podcast.
That's awful.
No, you didn't.
I did, and I'll have to now not do it.
I know.
But then, you know...
All right, well, now, okay, we'll just... Well, we'll talk about it later because we'll have more examples to use.
Yes, examples. Nice. Let's go.
So at number 13, I think a classic 80s song. Summer Rain. Summer Rain by Belinda Carlisle.
Yeah.
Whispering My Goodbyes, waiting for the train. She's got her lover boy there.
Yeah.
She's about to say goodbye to him. It's all very sad. But the summer rain is happening, so she's just dancing in the summer rain.
Yeah, of course.
Dancing with her baby in the summer rain.
Dancing with her baby in the summer rain.
And who knows when she's going to do it again, but what the hell? It's summer rain. It's probably nice and warm anyway.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That's
this also...
It's kind of like a classic Belinda Carlisle.
Carlisle. Yeah, she's better on a CD. I think I've told you I saw Belinda Carlisle in concert.
Oh, you did?
At the Coogee Bay Hotel. You know, I go to all the classy places.
Yeah.
She was, yeah, ordinary.
Pedestrian.
She could sing. Yeah, pedestrian, your word. Yeah, she could sing. She just had no idea that the audience was out there, I think.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. She was like, oh, who are you people?
Yeah, okay, I played that song for you. And then she tried to dance and she couldn't do that either. I'm like, okay, sweetie, I'm just going to remember you from the 80s.
And
the,
Just imagine it.
I just can't even.
Yeah, I can't even. I'll just turn my back and pretend I'm listening to a CD.
I've also had some wonderful Mardi Gras moments with DJ Colin Gaff. Hi, Gaff, if you're listening. With the remix of this. This was a serious remix in the 90s. That like, it was a big dance track again.
Oh,
it
made
another resurgence. So that was kind of fun.
Kind of nicely.
Yeah. Hmm. Yes. So that was our number 13 rain song.
Yeah. Number 12. Go have a bit of JPY.
Do love a bit of JPY. And for those who aren't Australian or have no idea who we're talking about.
Who were born a little bit later.
A little bit later. John Paul Young.
Yes. And the song?
The song.
You Left Me Standing in the Rain. So we've gone from, summer, beautiful rain, I'm feeling so happy, to arsehole.
Yeah. Just gone. The rain was leaking through my shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in fact, somewhere in the middle of it, he was coming down with a heavy dose of flu.
Yeah.
So, he's had a serious amount of rain.
It.
He's been standing in the rain a while, apparently.
He's probably one of those people who stalk people outside
the
window, just staring with the rain pouring, pouring.
Staring.
Staring.
And I said, this song was funny because the bass line basically is like it just. It's like do 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 do, and it goes do 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 do. ding, 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 ding. It's just got the same bass line. They slightly changed the key each time.
You can see them go synthesizer. Yeah. Button press. Wow.
Yep. And go, ooh, let's just change the key on that one. Yeah. It goes,
and halfway
repeats. Yeah. And then JPY, can you just sing some shit while we're doing that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, babe. You let me stand in the ring.
Oh, it's a bit of a classic, that one.
Oh, yeah, so it was a big... It was one of those countdown ones where you probably played it live and all the girls were waving their arms around.
Water probably being dropped down on umbrellas above in the stage. Yeah, good old. Oh, such a good song.
Yes, classic. Number 11. This is also a classic song. This is also a Colin Caff song. I don't know. Maybe I'm just channeling Colin
Caff. He's a rainy person.
He likes rainy songs. This is... Eruption.
Eruption,
I can't stand the rain.
I can't stand the rain.
And the reason she can't stand the rain is because it reminds her of when she was together with man, you know, said man.
Chompy name.
Yeah, they're now no longer together, but the rain reminds her of him. So
yeah.
Every time it falls on her window, she's like, she's not happy.
No.
Which is funny because it's kind of a... You know, upbeat disco-y.
It is very upbeat disco-y. Maybe she's like me, so she's kind of sad, but it's like, you know, one level sad, not like 50 levels.
Yeah. It's quirky sad, which is like most people's really happy.
Yeah, so maybe it's kind of that. But I love this song. It is a very good disco song.
It is, and she's got a great voice too.
She has
like,
a
it's a song
voice.
You can belt out. I know.
She can hit that note too.
Yeah.
Man, that's hard.
Steel actually does a really good version of this too.
He?
And his voice is real, you know, because he's got that really raspy, different voice. That actually really works well with this song too.
Listen to that.
Yeah, it is. It's a good little version.
Cool. Good old Eruption.
Now up to our number, our 10, our top 10, 10 songs. We did, as I said, we did agonize over these.
Oh, did we ever?
So our number 10. I feel like I don't know why. If it just, I think because it was such an ordeal to get through this. Because we had 28 songs. We got them down to about 16. Number 10, It's Raining Men.
It's Raining Men. Hallelujah.
There was a hand movement.
It was
like a little...
Perfect.
Yeah.
Bit of a jazz head flick. It was
like a
gorgeous.
Single hand flick into the air while my head flicked into the air at the same time.
Nice 1980s dance moves.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
On the move.
So the Weather Girls, who were one hit wonders, I think they were
one
Dutch.
Oh,
I think
really?
They were, yeah, they're from the Netherlands or somewhere a little bit bizarre.
Oh,
different.
Wow, I didn't think they were.
And then it was another hit years later for Jerry Halliwell when she sort of left the Spice Girls.
Baby Spice or something, wasn't she?
She's Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice, of course. I can't believe I got my Spice Girls mixed up.
Know who you are anymore. Classic song.
Classic.
I also remember this film clip, as I said, age 12 or 13, just, you know, watching men wearing only trench coats holding umbrellas falling down from the sky going, oh,
well, that's interesting.
That is very interesting. Let me watch that again.
And again.
But yes, the Weather Girls are a big favourite around the world. They've made comebacks and they get asked to do different parties and things. And good on them, because it was really that was their only hit.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry Halliwell at least had quite a few more. But
yes.
The Weather Girls had just dined on this one all their lives.
Yeah, why
good
not?
On them. It was a great, if you wish, one hit wonders, it's up there in the top one hit wonder songs.
Yeah, it's a funny song. And it's one that's really easy to sing, particularly if you're a lots of drunk girls all of a sudden out on some sort of a night together, then easy for them.
Yeah, Hen's Night at Retro, you can guarantee this shiz will be played. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Fans Ball will be packed, there'll be lots of jazz heads. Jazz hands happening, it will be magic.
It's also one of my good trivia questions that I do at my trivia nights about, according to the Weather Girls, approximately what time is it going to start raining men?
About 9:30, isn't it? Something like that?
Just about 10:30.
It's 10:30. Oh, well, I had the 10:30 right.
Yeah, the 10:30. Yes.
Wow, gosh, test me out.
So there you go. That's It's Raining Men by the Weather Girls / Jerry Halliwell. At number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9. I love this song.
Yeah. It's a good song. Here Comes the Rain Again. Eurythmics. Can you, I really struggle to think of a Eurythmics song that I don't like, actually.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
But this one is. Very.
It's a great song. And what I love about this too, apart from the melody itself, the arrangement with it is really good. Well, the entire arrangement, even the you know, strings and everything, it almost sounds like it's raining the way they do it.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's very 80s. It's Eurythmics and early Eurythmics, so of course it is. But
And I love the way that Annie Lennox's voice is quite distinctive and they layer her voice on in different ways, which was kind of the new thing to do at that time.
Mm.
So it was a lot of bands would kind of use the 12 tracks and layer and layer and layer. They were starting to,
like,
but not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Layer upon layer upon layer.
But they started, and because her voice is extremely diverse, so she can, go up and down everywhere, all over, when you add layers of her voice over each other that are singing different parts of it, it just adds a depth. Mm. And what I also love is it goes in, when you're listening to it with headphones, you can hear it go backwards and forwards through the different ears. It's just,
a beautiful song too.
Love
and again, it's probably one of those songs, there's probably lots of people that have done covers of it, but it would work because it's just such a good song.
Yeah, it is a good song. The other thing, have you ever heard Annie Lennox speak?
Yes.
The broad Scottish accent that comes out is incredible, because it's almost like, her outfit, the persona she would take on was very androgynous. Yeah. And her voice is almost, it's androgynous as well. You wouldn't mistake it for any particular background or nationality. But when she speaks,
Which is, we've talked before too, about, people like Adele, where you hear a singer go, wow, and then hear her speak and go, what? Are you the same person? Yes, she's a bit like that too.
She's incredible.
Our next one.
Controversial one.
At number eight.
Number eight.
Weirdly enough, I know it sounds like me, but it's actually Christina who's quirky, who's saying this right now. I'm just mouthing. We are, of course, talking about Blame It on the Rain by Milli Vanilli. And unfortunately, because this was actually they were, of course, very, very, very controversial in the 80s because there was the whole Dubgate scandal thing that they did.
Yeah.
So
the lovely, long-haired, gorgeous...
Those two beautiful guys, Fabrice and whatever his name was, that had the really long, plaited hair.
Could really dance, had the moves down pat.
Yep.
They were thinking.
They were lip-syncing like no one's business.
Way before it was trendy.
Yeah.
Way before.
I think because it had never happened, or never really happened. I mean, people did it live sometimes. They mouthed it on some of those old shows.
Yeah, sure.
But this was actually, they just tried to hoodwink the entire industry.
Yeah.
Got found out. And then after that first album that was so big, Milli Vanilli was never heard of again.
Yeah. They tried to come out. So their second album, they did try to be, actually, this is us.
Because those two ridiculously good looking guys went, no, we can sing, listen. And everyone just went, no.
Yeah. So they couldn't. But the people that were actually behind it, so the sound behind it, they did actually have a second album, and they tried their little butts to get it to happen, but they weren't particularly good looking.
Oh.
But I don't think that's it. I think people were just like, what the? You lied to me. Winkers?
Yeah.
You're dead.
Yeah. Although, how many times has the music industry lied to people?
A lot. But maybe we'll just like more, I don't know, vitriolic or something around it. By the way, I love Milli Vanilli.
Milli Vanilli.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I remember when the big controversy came out, people go like, oh my God, are you still listening to it? And I'm like, so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was fun.
It had
a couple of good songs, but that was... Blame It on the Rain is, one of their very famous ones.
Yes, absolutely. Good old Milli Vanilli. Good old.
Okay.
Speaking of old.
Old. We're going old school with this next one at number seven.
I think it's you, isn't it? Or is it me?
I think it's you.
Who's it back to? So we're going to Creedence, because that's the short version of...
I mean, we don't need to say Creedence Clearwater Revival, do you, really?
You
just say Creedence.
That's the shortcut.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Now you've said it, so it's all smooth and everyone's cool and we're all good.
Mm-hmm.
So the song is, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Have you ever?
Have I? I have, many times.
Yeah?
But have I really? Maybe they were looking at a different level.
A metaphorical rain.
Have you really ever seen the rain?
Yeah.
Have you?
A philosophical kind of existential rain.
Yeah, that's what I was... Maybe they're going into that, or maybe we're just reading way, way too much into it.
Yeah. I think so.
John Fogerty just wanted to know if they've ever seen the rain.
Sitting on a veranda somewhere, stringing the guitars... started raining and they've kind of gone, have you ever seen the rain? Maybe that could be as controversial.
Yeah, maybe it was a rhetorical question because, you know, otherwise I think everyone would just go, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe if you're in the desert though. You're a desert dweller and you may not have seen it.
True, there might be some people who have never seen the rain.
Never. Yeah, that's a big call. Hey, never.
But it's also the rain. It's not rain. Have you ever seen rain? It's have you ever seen the rain?
I think you're right. They must have been tripping on something.
Like a really specific acid.
And it was 1971 this song came out.
Yeah.
By the way, a B-side. I did some
research. It was a B-side?
B-side.
Wow.
Yeah, when they used to have sides.
Yes. When records had sides. Kids, I don't know if you know this, but...
Yeah, it was a B-side, which is interesting, and 71. So they could have well been on drugs.
Well... in fact, you'd just assume in the 60s and early 70s that, yeah, if you weren't, then what was wrong with you?
Yeah, which is probably the time now to reveal the theme that we've noticed.
The theme, go, yes.
So the theme that we've noticed is it's a lot, relatively, and I'm just doing ear quotes.
Air talkie marks.
Yeah, relatively, there's a lot of songs about the rain that come from the 70s. So I don't know what was happening in the 70s. I don't remember it being a particularly rainy period in my life, but...
Yes, we had a look, and then there were some 80s, and then sort of in the 90s, there weren't many noughties. There's a little bit of rain, but not as much rain.
Rain's so 2 decades ago.
It's like so not cool to talk about rain 1970s. Anymore, to sing about rain. So our next song at number 6... I love this song.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's No Rain by Blind Melon.
Yep.
This song, it's a cool song. What I love the most about this was the film clip.
Yeah, it was a bit weird, hey?
But I loved it. So it's this story, and it's this girl who's this, you know, chubby girl, little girl who's in a bumblebee outfit, big glasses. She dances on the stage, like does a tap dance in her bumblebee outfit, and everybody laughs at her, and she walks off, and you just feel so
sad. Your heart breaks, doesn't it?
And she eventually, through the series of the film clip, at the end, spoiler alert, finds this meadow, sunny meadow, full of adults, children, everybody in bee costumes doing daggy dancing exactly like she did. And she's like the happiest person in the world. You're like,
so good.
But it's a good metaphor for life. It's like, I'm very different and that's not bad. I've just got to find my tribe.
Yeah.
There's always a tribe for you somewhere. Sometimes you just got to look a bit harder depending on what
absolutely.
You're into.
But in a meadow.
Yeah.
Between.
In a meadow with bee costumes. Like, it was just very cool. And it was a cool song.
It is a cool song. And I've kind of got a rule when I buy albums, because you know I'm an album buyer, I buy their albums.
Mm-hmm.
And the rule for up until this point was that if it's two songs, hear two songs, I'll go get the album.
I was a bit like that too with the CD. Yeah.
You know,
like at least two, three.
Like, worthwhile investing my money in it. So this one, I was taking a leaf out of my brother's book and I'm going, no, I love this song, love it to death. So I'm so going to go out and buy this album, because he would just do that from one song. He'd go, yeah, I'm just going to go get it. So I'm like taking a leaf out of my brother's book going, yes, so buying it. The rest of the album is complete shit. This is the only song on the album worth it. And as a matter of fact, they actually do it twice. They do like the normal version and there's an extended version.
Oh, really?
So it's kind of like they knew it was the only good one on their album.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne, for talking me into buying an album after one song.
I know. So I've gone back and now I do two. It's got to be two and then I'll do it. But it's easier now because you've got Spotify. You can just...
You listen to... that's what I do. Listen to a little grab of about 30 seconds. Yep. You go, okay. Yep, that's got me. Listen to a bit more of that. Mm. Yes.
So thanks, Blind Melon. Thanks. I love that song, though. It's such a good song.
Thanks for that song, but no thanks for the rest of the album, apparently.
So one-hit wonder. Not surprising, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of your favourites is coming up now.
It is. I think I need to do number five.
You do it.
Because you know how I love sad songs. This could be the national anthem for super sad, depressing songs. I'm Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage. I love Garbage, the band. Shirley Manson, she rocks.
Yeah, she does.
And she's also got a very Scottish, accent when she talks. I'm Only Happy When It Rains. I'm Only Happy When It's Complicated.
Yeah.
I love it when the news is bad. Why it feels so good to feel so sad. You're going, Shirley, I'm hearing you, girlfriend.
I'm there, baby.
Yeah. And then the chorus is, I said, it's one of those ones you just put your arms out, lift your head up when she sings, pour your misery down on me. You're like, yep, make it rain, baby. Give it to me. This is where I am right now. Let me have it all.
Yeah.
With some really, good deep bass in it as well.
Yeah.
Good guitar in this especially.
It is actually good guitar.
Great lyrics. Like it all just works works really well together.
And I think it's particularly apt for you coming into winter because I know it's your most least favourite season of them all.
It is.
So it's kind of
it's number four of four.
Yes. So it's kind of like you going, I hate this time of the year and I just want the misery to support down on me because that's exactly how I feel. So I kind of relate to that.
It does. It's just one of those songs that I think I've talked about this before too, where I can use songs like this to control my moods. And you go, you know what? If I'm not happy, let me play a song that's not happy.
Wallow in it.
Wallow in it for a few songs and then I'll eventually you transition into something and go, oh, wow. How did I get to, Hand on Your Heart by Kylie half an hour after I was playing I'm Only Happy When It Rains? But, if you transition the music the right way, you can actually. Well, I can.
And what a compliment to the artist that they can help you through a period of time in your life. Like, that is probably the best compliment you could ever give any artist, is that they are there when you need them and they're doing exactly what they need and what you need from them right then. So that's a beautiful compliment.
Absolutely.
Sure, she'll love it.
Garbage, we salute you.
Salute you. Oh, gosh, this one feels like I'm betraying some sort of unwritten musical rule if I do this one.
No, you can do this one.
Are you okay for me to do it? Are you sure?
Yeah, we'll both talk about it, but it is a classic. Because we did have two songs in this that are from musicals.
Yes, we did.
And, probably don't have to be, Einstein to guess what the next...
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something cleverer.
Cleverer than Einstein.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hawkins?
Yeah.
So the song is Singing in the Rain by Gene Kelly. Such a beautiful song.
Beautiful
Such
song.
Such an iconic moment in the movie/musical.
Yes. One of the...
Now take it away, Neil.
Oh, no.
This is your space.
No, I think, the rest of the movie is okay, This is the highlight of the movie. Gene Kelly was incredible. The dancing.
Yes.
The look on his face. So he's just so happily in love.
It's pure joy, isn't it?
It is. It's pure joy. The dancing is wonderful.
Yeah.
It is. And I think even the American Film Institute has Singing in the Rain at number 3.
Wow.
They ranked the top... songs and musicals, and Singing in the Rain was number 3.
Wow, don't tell me Bodyguard was number 1.
No.
Phew.
Actually, Somewhere Over the Rainbow was number 1.
Yay! That's my favorite.
Was number 1. But this song, even if you haven't seen the movie, you've seen where he swings around the lamppost or jumps off the walls, jumps in the puddles.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song. And back in the days, like now, you'd probably make it look like he was getting a bit wet. But back then in the studio, you could see he was getting soaking wet. Hopefully he only did it in one or two takes.
Yeah, he was pretty damn clever, so.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Singing in the Rain for me, I would watch it for the choreography. Like, just watching Gene Kelly dancing is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Sid Charisse is also in it too, which is the legs up to Yaya. She was the first person to insure her legs for $1 million.
Wow.
But she's just...
To be honest, I don't actually think I've seen the movie.
You haven't yet?
No.
It's not the sort of movie I would say, oh my God, you need to see this. Like, some people say, I haven't seen The Sound of Music. They're not friends anymore.
No.
It is an iconic movie. See it just to see that scene. There's a couple of other bits in it that are a little bit fun, but it gets better towards the end. It should have had a lot more editing done to it, in my opinion, but Maybe that's just me, but absolute iconic song. Yeah. Had to go in our rain songs. At number four.
Yes, at number four. So at number three, mm-hmm. and keeping with the 70s theme,
yes,
we have Fire and Rain by James Taylor.
Yes.
Bloody beautiful song.
Bloody beautiful.
Bloody beautiful.
Listen to you, love.
Bringing out the Aussie.
Bringing out your Elf Stewart. Your flaming awesome flame song, love.
Flame the Crows. This is a classic.
Yeah. I think it's Stone the Crows or Flaming
Elf. Oh,
mixing your metaphors.
Boy, I'm not very Aussie. I'll get cast.
Fire and Rain. James Taylor's voice is beautiful in this.
Beautiful.
Like, it's just so crisp and comforting.
Yes, it is very comforting. And I think, you know, the whole, we've talked about it before with Carole King and James Taylor, that he has a very similar, and it's not the same voice by any stretch of the imagination, but he has that very similar homely feel about it. Like, you just feel like it's a hug you're getting when you listen to it. It's just such a beautiful song.
It is. And I think, as we've said in one of our other podcasts on the Carole King one, in this one it says, "I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend." James Taylor said that was the catalyst for Carole King to write "You've Got a Friend."
Yeah, definitely.
Say, well, actually, you do. You do have a friend.
Yeah,
but it's just a song about life.
Yeah, definitely. And done well, articulates it beautifully, celebrates both components. Because you don't see the light without the shade. You don't see the happiness without the sadness. You know. So
yeah, exactly.
You
so
need
it's
to
a
have
bit of
that.
Everything in there. No, it's a very beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song.
Oh, now, look at that. Number two, something dark and depressing, and it's my turn.
Surprise!
Oh, this one. If you want dark and depressing, Karen Carpenter is your goddess.
Oh, isn't she ever?
So rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Oh, Karen. Oh, I love you. This is a wonderful song, and it is so, so sad. If you are
really woeful,
again, at that very low points in my life where I'd played this,
and just tears streaming down your face.
Well,
absolutely.
It is, and it's the words are talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing of it, seems to come of it. Yeah, it's just what I've got. They used to call the blues, so it's really talking about depression.
Yeah, definitely. And she is a very interesting character. Tortured her whole life, internally tortured.
Mm-mm.
So just
tortured
beat herself up around everything. But she's just magnificent.
She was ridiculously talented. She died of a heart attack at 32 after having anorexia for years.
Yeah,
which just, apparently was. When your body, your heart just can't fight.
Yeah, well, it does.
Do that anymore.
So. Well, it needs energy. It needs fuel and food to be able to keep going, so.
Yeah, but it was, an industry. It was an industry, too, that was like, oh, she's a little bit chubby. Like, what?
Yeah,
oh,
she's not. And she was completely not, so.
Now it wouldn't be an issue, so, and Adele probably wouldn't mind me saying this if she's listening, because I'm sure she is. But someone like Adele is like, I don't give a fuck. This is how I am. This is my body shape. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, her singing is fantastic.
Absolutely.
We've moved beyond the you need to be really skinny and have big tits or whatever you need to have.
Yeah. We haven't moved on completely.
No, we
haven't,
actually.
She's still justifying. She still has to say, it doesn't matter. This is who I am. She shouldn't even have to have that conversation.
It's true.
It should just be, well, there you go. Did anyone say that about Meatloaf? Did anyone go, oh, geez, mate, you're a bit fat?
Although he did call himself Meatloaf.
I know. But still, it's just an interesting thing. Sorry.
That's true. And actually, you're right. So what I should have said is it has evolved a little, but it hasn't come the whole way yet.
No.
Yeah.
And it was, if you're already self-torturous, so if you already have that, and some of the best artists are that way. They're very introspective, very critical of themselves. Nothing is good enough, that sort of whole perfectionism focus. She already had that. So then to have the external stuff on top of that was reinforcing that for her. And it's just
feeding it.
Yeah. And, just recently from Soundgarden, we've had one of
the
lead singer from that just kill himself. It's not a good thing that pressure to be a particular way, to act, sound, look a particular way, Yeah. It's just not good enough.
Well, and I've actually just watched the Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Thing. I watched it on the plane on the way home. And again, just... She just wanted to sing in front of 100 people in a pub and just do her thing. She didn't actually really want all the fame and that big thing. And, you know, the drug issues didn't help.
And some do, but, you know, it's about...
So it's trying to control the demons or have someone around you and you know, they have people. There are people around them who can help sort of moderate that or buffer them. Yeah. Mm. But Karen Carpenter didn't have that. Well, and interestingly too, her brother Richard just hasn't... He's written stuff. He's never...
Yeah.
Once she died, that was it for him. And it was, it was quite sad.
And that's probably that whole Muse thing kind of probably going out there a little bit as well. And the part that I find most fascinating about this is it kind of, on one hand, you go, that shit shouldn't happen, that somebody can be like that. But then on the other hand, would have she been able to write a song like Rainy Days and Mondays?
If she wasn't, yeah.
If she wasn't. So it's like a really... To me, it kind of does my head in.
And all the songs, like Solitaire or pretty much 90% of the songs that...
And they speak to people.
And that I think that's why her voice just, it spoke to people because she was talking about herself and straight from the heart. Again, same with Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. That,
you know, she just wrote things that were really important to her and a great writer, poet.
Yeah.
And put it to music and had an incredible voice. Just had this other... You know, these other demons that maybe she was always going to have and maybe we just had to appreciate them while they were here because they were never going to be here for a long time.
Yeah, and maybe that's that whole sort of supernova thing.
Mm.
They burn bright, and then they fade out very quickly.
Yeah, because 32... I remember when she died and I was like 13 years old maybe. It was about 1982, 83 she died. And I remember one of my friends, because we both liked her, and she said, oh, she's only 32. And I thought, oh, well, that's, you know, that's fairly old.
Yeah.
But, you know, once you sort of get a bit old, you go, 32 is so young.
Yeah.
So, yeah, taken far too soon.
Absolutely.
Awesome song.
And you're also very lucky, because you had older brothers and sisters who would have introduced you to artists that you may not have had if it was just you. So, good on you.
Yes.
The Lithgow siblings for making sure
you did something good.
Yeah. Except maybe Marita and the Ted Mulry gang. That's just weird.
Yeah. Yeah, jump in my car. All right. Which brings us to number one. And in fact, this was a unanimous number one. This wasn't even a let's think about it number one. This was just
clear.
We agonized over 2 to 16.
Yeah.
Number one was just, that's number one.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, me.
It is you.
Okay, so the number one is everybody's famous artist / symbol, Prince, with Purple Rain. And I'm wearing purple.
You
today.
Are wearing purple. I thought, was that on purpose or just...
Simpatico. I don't know what it was, but...
Yeah, okay.
That's a word for the day.
Simpatico. Simpatico. Okay.
I've heard it twice today now. Me
have
saying
you?
It and somebody else saying it. Anyway.
Okay.
But so let's get back onto the goodness that is Purple Rain.
Mm. And there's a lot of goodness there.
Oh, isn't there ever? You wouldn't think that a song called Purple Rain would work.
Well, because it just said, what the fuck is Purple Rain?
Exactly.
What do you mean, Purple Rain? What are you taking?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is. Just everything about it really works.
Yeah, and the way that the pace of the song is such a beautiful melodic pace. It actually it's just gorgeous, and almost every syllable gets pronounced beautifully. And his voice is just magic throughout.
But also, even in this one too, the backup singers as well. Like every voice is important, and it all adds to the texture of the song, and which makes it really beautiful.
Yeah.
Again, you could sing this. It's almost like slowed down gospel style.
Yeah.
It's not heavy on instruments, really. It's a guitar, like an electric guitar.
It's pulled back.
It's not. It's like really stripped back. Oh, yeah, that's great. But next week, can we hear you really stripped back? If I hear that one more time on one of those talent shows, I'm going to jump into the TV and slap them.
Well, what's the other one that they use? Unplugged.
Yeah, well, Unplugged was sort of the 90s thing. Yeah, so Stripped Back is the new Unplugged.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But this is... but it works with this song. I mean, even Dummy Im sang this and just went, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And she wore this huge, ridiculous outfit. But it works with the song because it's a, you know, a little bit crazy, but brilliant, brilliant writing.
Yeah.
Great song.
Magical, yeah. Very, yeah, magical.
So that's our number one.
Mm.
Lots of songs about rain.
About rain, people.
About rain.
Rain, 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 rain.
And there were lots and lots and lots of other songs that
this
didn't
make it.
This is
torturous.
Yeah.
There's lots of lists that are kind of like just go bang, 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 bang really quickly. And some of them... But this one was like...
This one went, wow, there's a lot of good songs about rain.
Yeah. And even that we culled it, like it couldn't be Rainbow and we kind of culled it, but it still was really hard.
It was, but I'm happy with our list. So you can Spotify that list too.
We totally will. Spotify it. Yep. People can listen to it day in, day out.
Absolutals.
Absolutals. So you thought I was being a bit Aussie before. Absolutals. It's not like Marge. From the CWA.
Yeah. I've got to go. I've got a sponge in the oven. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
We will see you next time.
Bye.